I'd like you to play a game with me today. Can you do that? All you have to do is make your hands do what my hands do. So are you ready? Got them going? Here we go. All right. Watch my hands because they just might change. Watch my hands because they just might change. Well, you guys are good. Watch my hands because they just might change. Oh, I couldn't trick you. Watch my hands because they just might stop. Very nice. You were trying to do what I did, right? What my hands did, to follow my example. And there's a big grown-up word for that called imitate. Imitate. Can you say that? Imitate? Yeah. When you try to do what someone else does, you imitate them. When we played this game, you were imitators of me. In our Bible reading today, a man named Paul wrote a letter to some people who lived in a town of Thessalonica, and he told them that he was thankful to God for them, for what they did. He was thankful because of their faith, their love, and their trust in Jesus. But there was one other thing he was really thankful for, and that's that they were imitators of Jesus. He said because they were following Jesus, other people got to know about Jesus. Everybody was talking about their faith and how much they loved him. So because they were imitators of Jesus, other people learned of Jesus. Now, when you imitated me, all you had to do was move your hands, right? It was pretty easy. When we imitate Jesus, it's not that easy because he was perfect. He is always loving and kind. I brought some pictures so we could see some of the things that Jesus does if we're going to imitate him. Jesus told people about God. Well, that's not too hard. You know Bible stories. You can tell people about Jesus. Jesus also helped people. Here he went to a wedding and they ran out of wine, so he helped them make some more because it was very important in his day. Now, you can help people too. If you see somebody drop something, you could pick it up. If somebody's lost something, you could help them find it. At home, you could be a big help if you clean your room or pick up your toys, don't you think? Yeah, I do. Jesus also talked to a lot of people that nobody else liked or would talk to. I bet you know this guy's name. He was little, short, he had to climb a tree. His name was Zacchaeus. Nobody in town liked Zacchaeus, but Jesus talked to him. If you're at school in the lunchroom and you see somebody sitting all by themselves, maybe at least smile and say hi, or you could even eat lunch with them. Or in the playground, if somebody's sitting on a bench and they're by themselves, see if they'd like to play with you. That's what Jesus might have done. The last thing I remember Jesus doing a lot of is healing people. He made sick eyes see and sick ears hear, and people that couldn't walk, he made them walk. Now, we can't heal people, but we could probably make them feel better. Hugs do an awful lot to make people feel better. Kind words are good, and I know a lot of you are good at making pictures. That makes people feel good too. We can't be like Jesus all the time, but God promises he'll put his Holy Spirit in our heart, and that will help us imitate Jesus. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for showing us how to love. Help us to imitate you. Amen. Thanks, guys.